There's Duffy, hey, and let's begin from where we left off, a few lines down. Now, the question, now we saw the debate in the Mishnah regarding if his says Shavuot. Let's go through the debate again. Hayu chamishim tovim o tov amar amru lo ten pikadon sheyesh li biadcha shvua shein lecha v'eneinu chai v'lachad. If it says shvua shein lecha biadcha v'lo biadcha v'lo biadcha v'lo lecha v'lo lecha v'lacha, he's chai v'chol lecha v'lachad. Being mefaret is enough according to the Tanakama to be mechayev every single one. Rabbi Lazar says, "Ad shiur mashvo in the beginning and at the end, and we haven't yet dealt with, and we discussed both Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Lazar, depends which year you have, and Chachamim in the last year, and you got Rabbi Shimon says, no, you have to say shvo for every single one, to Michai for every single one." Okay, that was a discussion. Now the Gemara is asking, "In b'shvuat pitui ken, is it the same thing with shvuat pitui? Meaning to, is a debate there as well? Do you need shvo at the beginning, the end, to make it considered like being mefaret every single one?" Okay, so the Gemara says, for example, Shvua shelo ochel, shelo, again, Shvua shelo ochel, shelo ochel shvua. What do you say in that situation? Is that considered multiple shvua or not? So, al datu under Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, would you bring two korbanot? Because again, Shvua shelo ochel, shelo ochel. But saying shvua at the end was unnecessary, according to Chachamim, to make a shvua on each one of them. Therefore, it's doubling down for each one, or is it therefore korban or double korban? I'll call echad v'echad. And out to Rabbi Lazar, meviachad ala kol, meaning I call echad v'echad. We have to understand it that way, because again, by having shvuah at the beginning of the end, now is it considered like you make a shvuah in every single one of these things? So the Gemara says, af Rabbi Lazar modeh, no. In this situation, if Rabbi Lazar would say the one at the end is to go to double down on the number of shvuot yochayev. She'enu ela kemizarezatzvo, because that's he seems to be doing in the context of shvuah bitui, the extra shvuah, he's adding an extra shvuah on it in order to be mizarezatzvo, to motivate himself to do it. Mizarezatzvo, or to stay away from mizarim. Lo atya, the question, however, would be, or where the debate would be between Rebbe Lazar and the Chachamim, dala meaning ela amar al she'avar, regarding the past. For example, shvuah shlo achalti shvuah. Makes a shvuah that he didn't eat in that shvuah. Al da'at the Rabbanan, well, that shvuah at the end was unnecessary, so therefore it's doubling down to true shvuah on every single one. I'll call echad v'echad. Al da'at the Rabbi Lazar, b'chol echad v'echad. According to Rabbi Lazar, in order to be mechayved on the paratim for each shvuah independently, you need that shvuah at the end, and therefore it's not doubling down for every single one. It's just a single shvua or chiyuv shvua bitui for every single one. Shelo ochel, shelo ochel. Okay, I hope that was clear. In other words, we're basically well, the question is whether this debate regarding shvua at the end, if it is necessary to create the pratim, or and Koch Chacham, since it's not, you're basically doubling down on the shvua, whether that applies to the shvua bitui as well. So let's now look at the Gemara. Rav Yevaal says, Rav Yirmiyah Abaye, shvua. Chitin ein li beadcha mahu. Now we've seen that if you're mefaret, you say each and every one of the different things, say shvur at the beginning, and also shvur at the end or not, it was depending on the shita, then you're chayv in every single one. The question is, if you say chitin, it's the same thing. Wheat and wheat, is that generating a chiyuv for every single one as well? Sure, pikadon for every single one or not? Because it's the same min. That's the difference. So again, the case in the Mishnah is someone says, you have my wheat, barley. Oh, the last case was as follows. It wasn't, well, it doesn't say here was lalo lacha lacha, but if he says, we saw a similar case actually, that's really the next Mishnah. Ten lichitim sorim akus mishesh baracha, and he says, shvor she'en lecha chitim v'sorim v'kus, min chayva kol lacha v'cha. That's what he said. That's the being mefarat every single one. However, the question is, he just now said chitin. It's the same min, but he's repeating it. Now, is repeating it just like now saying an extra shvuah again for every single one, or is it, since it's the same min, you're not, it's not being mechalik, it's still considered only one shvuah? Like, I don't have your wheat or your wheat, right? And your wheat, I should say. So the Gemara says mahu. So Gemara's first assessment is nishminada. Let's learn from the following. Lo mimakom ploni v'lo mimakom ploni chayav. So there, that case is if he says, shvuah she'en lecha b'yad chitin lo mimakom ploni and not mimakom ploni. He's chayev shtayin. That's considered a prat. He's mefaret. Af agav, despite the fact he only said once, only once, pam echad shvuah. Yakiva dechalkam l'shnayim, since he says, he seems to split it up. I don't have your wheat here. I don't have your, what is it, wheat here, and I don't have it over here. He's chayev a shvuah for every single one. So the assumption is, once again, hu adin also ha'omer chitin chitin chayev shtayim. Since he said chitim and chitin, he split it up. He's mefaret even, if you like, chitin more than one, so it's a double shvuah. However, the Gemara doesn't like it. Amar Yossi, what are you talking about? What the proof you the case you tried to bring is a proof. The fact that there are different locations, by saying in this location and in that location, it's the same as saying then wheat and barley. It creates two different minim. Our question is if it's referring to the same thing again, wheat and wheat. It says, Ilumar, how do you bring a proof? Where he said, wheat in this particular location, or tomakom, v'lo tomakom, and also in this same very location, and then you said, chayv shtayim, besender, ye'ut, that would have been a good enough proof. But because the proof is in this location and that location, the chayv shtayim, that's not a proof for us. Because in two different locations, it's like creating two different minim in what is articulated. And our question was saying exactly the same thing in succession. Shvuah she'enecha biyadi, chitin, v'chitin, or the actual lashon we see shvuah, that's the same idea. Okay, well that's how you have to understand the sugya. Let's continue. Rav Chagabaye, asara shvuot enlechabeadi. What if he says 10 shvuot? I don't have it in my hand. Or Rav Yossi Baye, shvuah enlechabeadi. He doubles down on the word shvuah. What happens now? In other words, im tizolaman nishba asara pimenu chay ve'lechad shlo amar shvuah ela pam echad. Mahu. If he says shvua multiple times, now is he chayev? If he's now chayev, if you like, multiple times. So the Gemara now says, Amr Rav Yossi Nishminah, looking at the following: shvua shlo ochal kikarzu, shvua shlo achlena va'achla. Now this not to be confused. We've been talking about shvua pikadon, denying something having in possession. That is a shvuat bitui. Yes, which is that I'm not going to eat something. Now the point thing is he says, if he says shvua shelo ochel kikazur, shvua shelo achlena, and he eats it, how many times is he chayv? He's only chayv once. Why? Because in the shvuot bitui we said, once he said this, I'm not going to eat this particular kikar, this loaf. When he chases it with another shvua, we said ain't shvua chalal shvua. We said, and we were looked at the different svaras behind that in the past. But because it's a pre-existing shvuah prohibiting him from having this particular object, either there's no room for the shvuah to chal, or we say it's already considered a var asur and shvuah ends not chal isur. That's why there's no room for the other shvuah to fall. However, the Gemara is now being medayik. Mipnei shiskirzu. The reason why he's only chayv once is because he said he split it up by saying shvuah shlo ochel kikarzu, and then followed it with shvuah shlo ochelena. Had he not said, ha ha, lo izkir zu, had he not said the word zu to make the first, if you like, shvua stop, meaning end of the first sentence, then it'd be chayv b'kol achav v'chad. Meaning, had he said, shvua shlo ochel kikar shvua shlo ochlen, or shvua shlo ochel kikar shlo ochlena, then he eats it, that's like saying shvua shvua, that's our parallel case. And in the case of Shua Bitu, it's like two shvuot being chal at the same time, which can work. And so therefore, we applying back to our situation, if someone says, shvua, shvua, she'en lecha biyadi, uses this double language of shvua, it's like making two shvuot, and it'll be chayv double for shvua pikadon. That's how we're learning from that case. Okay, let's continue. Af shvuah bitui ken shvuah sho ochel nevela pat chitin ul pat seorin ul pat kusmi machal shepato lenevela pato al hashar. So just to explain this, we have to appreciate that not only do we have the positions of Chachamim Reb Elezer, which we've been focusing on, we've also got the Shita Rebbe Shimon. Rebbe Shimon says that you're not chayav for all the different things unless you say shvuah for every single one. So I'll just show the Korbanot. Rebbe Shimon amar ad shema shvuah lekol echad. And we would treat them all as, because without saying shvua, 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 to break up all the different things, we treat it as one shvua. Im ken, so to af b'shvuot bitui, it's an expression, im kalali mayim davar isur, if he says, for example, like a nevela, shochel nevela, upat chidun patsur upat kusmin, Since Rabbi Shimon would treat that as being one isu, like one shvuah, and a shvuah is not chalal davar asur, therefore the whole shvuah wouldn't be chal. Okay, so once again, being mefaret dvarim according to Rabbi Shimon is not enough to split it up to multiple shvuot. Even if you say shvuah at the beginning and at the end, you need to say shvuah for every single one. So therefore, it's considered like one shvuah. And then if you make a even also with shvuah, it'd be two. If you also say in your pratim, in the thing you're mentioning, in the varasur, since a shvuah can chal on the varasur, it doesn't chal. Now, not to confuse you here, remember we're discussing a shvuah kolel in the past. And I think if you remember the way one of the opinions we've read, a shvuah kolel would work is only if it's like saying, I'm not going to eat. That's kolel, also dvar asur and dvar mutar, that's going to be chal dvar asur. But here, because he's mefaret, he's saying multiple different individual things. And one of those things is dvar asur. If we consider that like a single shvuah, the shvuah is not chal. That's Rabbi Shimon. Okay, let's continue. Next. Tenle pikadon. If he says, give me the project I had entrusted with you, or to my loan of a gazelle, which is a something you stole from me, avedashesh. And he said, and he says, look, I got nothing. Anybody, you have nothing of mine. Sorry, I have nothing of yours. We say, ein chayv, all these chayv ones. If he says again in Mefaret, this is a bit like we were saying above, already made reference to this case. Pikadon, similarly, ten lechitim v'sorin kusmir, where it says, give me the wheat, barley, and spelt you have of mine. And he says, you've got nothing in my, I have nothing of yours in my possession. Then he says, however, if he's mefared, he says, okay, that's we've seen. Now let's continue. However, Meir says, afilo marchita usura v'kusemet, these are terms in the singular. Now, chita, sora, and kusemet, just to be careful here, the reason why Rabbi Shimon says you're chayev is because he understands the word wheat is not referring to a kernel of wheat, but the family, meaning I don't have, like we say in English, I don't have wheat, I don't have barley. Doesn't refer to individual grains generally, it just means mishpachat wheat. Okay? However, the Chachamim would disagree. They say, no, if he says chita, as opposed to chitim, chita refers to a kernel, and that's less than a shabbat pruta. So it would be a different situation. Okay, let's continue. Tenli pikadon, the tzumat yad. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now, just to be careful, this whole sugya we saw in Masechta Nazir. Okay? And the end of the sugya, you'll see, ends differently as in Nazir, and I'll try and jog your memory as we go along. But let's continue. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Divrei Rabbi Shimon nim. Now, that's of course explains this differently for some reason, but the way we explained it back in Masechta Nazir and also, Rabbi Korban explains it here, is referring to Rabbi Shimon on the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, Ad shiyomar shvuah lakol echad v'echad. Okay, meaning if you're mefarah all things, it's only multiple different shvuah, if it's a shvuah for a single one. Okay, let's continue. Nimtza she'ein ba'ado chitin, patur b'shar. If, again, because he's made a shvuah on chitin, seorin, and Kusmin. But he didn't say Shvon every single one. So therefore, if he doesn't have Biador, if he doesn't have in his possession Chitin, he will be Patur on the rest of them. Okay? Fine. See, in other words, just to make this clear, when do you actually need to the way I explained back in Masechta Nazir, sorry, is that when does he say you have to make a Shvon on every single one to Michayev on all the other ones? That's when the first one he was telling the truth about. Because since he was telling the truth about the first one, therefore it's not chal chal on the meaning, that, because he looks at a one unit, therefore he is pater on the rest. I'll just show you here, because this is the inam in the Korban Eda. It says, inam in the Rabbi Shimon im nimtza she'ein bi'ado chitin, meaning he's telling the truth about the chitin, doesn't have the chitin, afilu shvuah achat ein kan. Al shar minim, the shar minim, the shvuah doesn't chal on the shar minim, the kol minim, because all the minim nigrarim bat rishon are nigrar after the first. Now, why that works, we'll discuss in a minute. It seems to be that when he mentions the other minim, they seem to be dependent on the first min. And if he was telling the truth about the first min, well, then the shvuah doesn't apply to the other minim. That's what it sounds like according to Korban Eda. However, Amar Rabba seems to be cholek. Af Rabbi Yehuda gives a change. Modeba. Now, who's Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is the Chacham in the Tanakama. Tanakama in our Mishnah. Tanakama is Rabbi Yehuda. And he said, just saying Shmua in the beginning is sufficient. Now, what's he saying here? He says, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that despite the fact that saying Shmua once in the beginning is enough to make a chal on every single one, after, like make a Shmua for chal for every single prat, if he was telling the truth about the first one, then the other Shmuas wouldn't be chal. Okay? Meaning he wouldn't be over on the Shmua Pikadon. Okay, fine. Which we'll see as we go. In other words, we'll sort of elaborate on this. But I'll show you here. Kormaneh says, the time of the kama. What's the reason why Tama says you're chayv al kol echad? Because it's as if he says ko'omer shvua shein bechakitin, v'shvua shein bechav biadisurim v'chen kulam. The kamen al chitin. It's almost like the shvua is being toler, if you like, on the first shvua somewhat. Nami al ashar. Okay, that's what it seems to be like. Kohen shivah chachamim. So let's have a look. Now the Gemara says, Nimtza she'ein biyado chitin, ma'o shidecho shvua b'shar minim. Now, the way that we explained it the last time we learned this in the Nazir is this seems to be the discussion that we have above, min shit Rabbi Yochanan, and this seems to be the subject of the debate. So Chavraya says, Girsa chayin shia chala, meaning the shvua would still chal on the shar. Rabbi Zira says, lo chala, no, it doesn't chal on the shar. Just trying to understand this. Amar Rav Yaakov bar Acha, minim Messiah lemada Amar Chavraya, what the Chachamim said here. That is chal al hashar. So why? Because each shamarin nizir rabbi shamach ani. Let's say a woman says she wants to be a nazir, and a friend hears and says that's a great idea. Ani and me too. V'shamah baal rishon, the first baala, the husband of the first woman, hears v'heferla and is mefer neder. Important to understand when someone's mefer neder, if you remember, it doesn't uproot it from its core. It just puts a stop to it. Megas gayis means she was a nazira up until the point that the husband's mefer the neder. That's the way I explained it back in Nazir. Okay, so therefore, their bala rishon, their heferla, the rishon's now muter, not a nazira, and the shnia is asura. The shnia is asura, meaning she's still a nazira. Okay, Rabbi Shimon, because again, when she said, presumably when she said va'ani, at the time she ani, the other woman was still a nazira because it was only stopped after. However, Rabbi Shimon Omer, im, a few gears to change, you can say, im Omer lo nitkavanti, if the woman says, look, I only intended to be a nazira, only to be like my friend. We wanted to do this thing together, that type of thing, right? Then, ela liot kamota, o kuyatseba, then shtei mutarot, then they'd both be fine. Because again, she wanted her nazirut was taller on the first woman's nazirut. And when the husband put a stop to it, also effectively put a stop to hers. Because she was taller. Okay? So, Mipnei Amra lon. Okay, now the Gemara says, Mipnei Amra, that's only if she says, lo nitkavanti, if that was her pure, that was intent. Eliot kamota, to be like her, kuyotzeba. Ha'im lo amra, if she not said that and stipulated that, to be kemota, to be like her. Harishona muter asura. Then we would look at it as being, if you like, independent nizirut, despite the fact one followed the other. That's very important to understand. In other words, if it wasn't explicitly stipulated, then despite the fact the first one, first nizirut, if you like, fell apart, the second one, who really was based on the first one, is still in play. So therefore, this seems to be exactly like what the Chavraya is saying, that despite the fact that the person said, I'm making a nazir pikadon, you don't have my perception, chitin tsurim kusmin, and the chitin were 100%, he was telling the truth, he didn't have the chitin. That's fine, it shouldn't impact the other ones. Just like the case of the nazirut, unless the woman specifically stipulated in the nazirut was going to depend on the first woman, that the fact, that if she didn't stipulate that, she just said, I'm going to be like the first woman, also a Nazir, she was like this hapasa, whatever it's the way of doing it. The first, despite the fact the first woman ceased, like the husband's put a stop to it, her Nizirut endures. So once again, I'm repeating myself. So too here, it seems to prove to Chavraya that despite the fact he told the truth regarding Chitin, it shouldn't impact the other ones as well, the Nedarim stick. Let's continue. So the proof is, further detail, ma im taman, if there, this is almost like a chal v'chomer, she'ein sham ikar shvua. The second woman didn't make a shvua. All she said was va'ani. It was, if you like, taller. It was like, you know, what it was attached to the neder of the first woman. Atmar, nonetheless, you say, unless she specifically stipulated that she wanted to be kamota, it's still chal, despite the fact the first woman's husband was made for the neder. Can here, where effectively we're saying an actual shvur, the shvur is still in place. She, yes, ikar shvur, the shvur is still in place. If the person was just telling the truth. Look, kol sheken kavah chomer, the shvur chal on the surim and the kusmin that fall after it. Okay. Now the Gemara says, if that's the case, my day da amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon nimtza she'en biyado chitin patur ashar. So then, how do you understand what Rabbi Yochanan said in the very beginning, that according to Rabbi Shimon, that if en biyado chitin, if he doesn't have chitin, he's patur on the shar? But we just said you look at them all independently. Wasn't that not just perfect proof? So the Gemara says, "V'matnis ba'omer surim yo kichitin kusmin ye kichitin." No, the way it's going to work, the reason what Rabbi Yochanan must be referring to, where it's being kematpis. Matpis means I'm making a neder, if you like, or treating at least that way. That this is a that the chitin are I don't have any chitin, and my attitude towards surim is just like chitin. That same shvua is matpis shvua. He's saying my shvua that I'm making is being extension of the first shvua. And so too, my amatpis, the sorim, can be like kichitin. So that's why, since in that way, it's very much like the woman saying, "My, I want my the second woman saying, I want my nizirut to be like the first woman's nizirut." And since it's mamash at a technical level, a halachic level, it's being connected to the first neder, or in this that's nizirut, and or in our situation, these shvuat pikadon. That's why we would say if he has indeed in his possession the chitin. That's why the other one's anchal. That's, in other words, you have to technically rewire this to make it work. Okay, let's continue. Milta, lo efer la rishon, v'avral nidra loker. Now, this last piece of the Gemara we're going to be doing together, we have to tread carefully. I'll explain why. Let's have a look. It says because, we're back to the case of these two women. If the first woman made a neder nezirot, her husband didn't make for the neder, and then she violated the, then she had a haircut, went to the cemetery. Obviously, she'd get malchut. There's no question. Because then, even if after the fact the husband's made for a neder, it's just mikas geis. She was still doesn't retroactively make her not a nezira. That's straightforward. Shnia mahu. What about the shnia? Now, if you don't mind, I'm just going to show you what we learned in Masechta Nazir, because from this point onwards, the sugya goes differently. And then I'll come back to here because it's it's chazara, it's important. I just want to show you this. So it says as follows. Now, the way the Korbanet explained it there, Shnia Mahu means what happens if the woman number one, Rachel, we'll do Rachel and Leah. Rachel is the first wife. We're going to Rachel and Leah. Rachel's the first wife. She shaved her head. Then Leah comes along and says, "I want to be like Rachel." At that time, after Yerushalayim and Neder. So the way we explained it there is we go run into a problem because she's not a Nazira now because she has to restart. She has to regrow her hair. She has to, like, or maybe she was Tamei Mecha, it's got the purification process, but she's bound to be a Nazir eventually. So does Leah become a Nazira or not? That's effectively the way we explained it there. And we said there, it says, Rabbi Yossi Omar, Machash Zuloke, Zuloke. The way we explained it is, but even if she shaved her head, let's say you say to a Nazira, oh, a Nazir, don't cut your hair, and he cuts his hair. And you say, don't cut your hair, and he cuts his hair again, you still get Malkus. So it shows that she still has a din of Nezirut associated with her, despite the actions of her Nezirut to this Chal. So Amarav La, or Ila, well, Rabbi Shimon he. I forgot what that was, sorry, I'll just continue. And then, so the Gemara then says, the question of the Gemara then, sorry, I just forgot what that piece was, but Vatase, it says, and then back, sorry, this is still Nazir, says, why do you make it? The question was there is, why is it even a question? Despite, in other words, you've got a whole suffix whether, because this Rachel's not a proper Nazirah yet, then Leah might not be considered a proper Nazirah. Make it as if that she's saying, "I want to be Nizira," when Rachel eventually becomes a Nizira after Shloshim Yom. Why can't you say like that? And it says, "Rabbi Shimon Kedat." Rabbi Shimon is like his shita, which is poter shelo kedat, because he's poter because shelo itnadev kedat min nadvim, which is a requirement that when you try and make a neder, and that's why I started reading before that if you make a neder shelo kedat min nadvim, for example, that you make a neder in a way that's not the way of nadam, it's not considered a neder at all. Okay, sometimes if the terminology is not right in neder. So to here, maybe Nonetheless, you'd say Shiloh Kederach and Mitnavdin. Okay, Beseder. That's why I explained it there. Maybe I'm slightly regretting showing you the Nazir, but let's have a look at the way what we have it here. Because here, let's look at the Sugya again. It says, Pshita da milta loy fer laval rishon vavra nidra loke. Shnia Mahu. The question of Shnia Mahu here, according to the Korban HaEda, he says, I don't understand. Can we give the Shnia Malkut if she goes against the Neder? Why? Because if her Neder layers, Neder Nizir is taller on Rachel's, at any moment, it might be that Rachel's husband's made for the Neder. And therefore, she won't be Nizira. So it's almost like her status is b'safek. I'll show you here. Me, I'm in a kiman she imlo efer abal arishon havalei neder gamu v'loke. She's a good Nizira. Af neder ashnia she tafsa v'neder rishona. Maybe also neder gamu v'loke. Or Dilma, listen, perhaps kiman she imratza abal arishon afer en kan neder. If they want to undo it. Lo have neder gamur lil kota shnia al nida. Maybe it's not really a solid neder nizirut because she's taller. Her own nizirut is, let's put it this way, in suspense of some sort. We're not sure if it's really gonna endure. Okay, so the Gemara says now here Rabbi Yossi says machash zeh loke zuloke, which interesting here is harishona im avra nidra she'll get loke af shnia shetafsa im avra nidra she'll also get shigam neder gamur, which we like she'd also get malchus. So it's different, a different understanding of zuloke. So I'm going to v'tnai beitinu. It says midoraita. But 1 second, if we're saying a situation in the case of rule safek, then really midoraita layers nedirut is lo have neder gamur. Maybe it's rabbanan de gazur bo. Maybe it's in rabbanan only treat her like a nizira. De la have neder du midotofes neder chavor. Hilkach imavra. Maybe she shouldn't get malchut. The Gemara says 1 second. The Amar of Yehuda, the Tnai Beitinu is asking. Sorry, we just said that. Sorry. Sorry, the Gemara says, "V'ta'aseh shnia ko'omer yom." So what it's saying is here, but again, Korban says, "Amai lo neder shnia neder gamur." Why shouldn't the second woman's neder be considered a solid neder? He doesn't understand. Alpha gavda hashta neder, despite the fact you write, according to the way Korban explained the sugya here, that it's really a safek, her status, because maybe your husband is going to make for the neder. Svuki imya neder rishona neder gamu. Liaver neder shnea ki ilu nidram. Why do you treat her neder like ki ilu nidrashi neder chal meot toch shloshim yom? That her neder will be chal within 30 days. Af neder shoshnea, treat it like that. Lo yechal ad, why don't you just, for example, say her neder should be chal achar after nitkayem neder harishona, after that's been chal, and the husband's not made fair. In other words, once we know with certainty that that was a concrete neder, okay, then we'll say the chal, the neder shnia is chal. Varu kakola nederim should have seen by him and treat it like a good neder. In other words, the question is, let's go back to the core of what's the understanding of Korbanet in this sugya. He's saying that when the second person's a neder and he's trying to be tough, the layer's trying to be tough as a Rachel, it's not really, it doesn't seem to be a solid tfisa. Why isn't it a solid tfisa? Because the status of Rachel is really, let's put it, we're not sure what a husband's going to do. He could be made for it, and therefore maybe this hatpasa is not a good hatpasa that we can now give Malkus to Leah. And the only reason why I make it be an Israel is like Midarabana. Or maybe it is, that's the question. But the Gemara now says, but 1 second, why do you say it's a bad hatpasa? Someone can make a neder that's going to be chal in 30 days. He can be toler, and that's going to be considered a good neder. So why can't we say this is also considered good? Like, it's chal, you know, this is a good atpasa because it's going to be chal, like, as if the Rachel's neder, she sees through a neder nizirut all the way through, then it's, you know, it's like chal. So Rabbi Shimon Kadati Damer b'magabah davar toloi. This is a bit more difficult, but I'll show you here. The Korban HaEda explains. It says, Amat nitin darish perek, the perek nara. So she was seduced, this Nara. And there's a knas associated with it. And there, the Amar Rabbi Shimon says, Imloi speaker la gabota, meaning the father's meant to connect the knas. If they didn't get to collect the knas, ad shemet av, before the father died, harei shilatzma, she gets to keep it. That's what it says. Meaning, we don't say it goes to the other Yorushim. The magaba, meaning once it's collected, that davar taloi. Now, how are we using that as a mashal? Hare da amar Rabbi Shimon be magabah da taloi, af kan azil bat rishon. We have to go by the rishona. She ikara neder. That's ikara neder. אבל לא אחר שנייה, שאין נדרך חל עד גמר של, שאין נדרך חל עד אחר גמר נדרך של ראשונה. So in other words, just as had possibly, in other words, when are we looking at this person? I mean, just like when it comes to collecting the funds, we look at it like now, the time of collection. He's saying, again, I don't understand the alignment 100%, but he says, so to here, we have to connect it to the Rishona. And her status really is one of, put it this way, in suspense. And that's the Ikar basis of the assessment. And that's why we have this question, really, by, according to this, the flow of the Gemara, whether the Shnia would get Malkut or not. Again, very different flow of the Sugya. The Ribaz, if you're interested in your own time, says the Sugyot are looking at the two sides of the same coin, bringing similar, same considerations. Kepenei Moshe has a different run of the Sugya. Everyone has different ways of reading it. But again, to be consistent, I tried to bring the Korban Eder. And to do that, I had to show you both Nazir and Yeshivot, because he's different readings of both Sugyas. Okay, Beseder, Kol Tov. Have a good.